When the animal rights come to Florida, they better pack a lunch, because now we're going to have the right to hunt and fish in Florida's Constitution.
That's Todd Atkins, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Sportsmen's Alliance, reacting to Friday's vote in Tallahassee to adopt an amendment to the Florida Constitution to preserve hunting and fishing in perpetuity as a public right. Liz Ryan has more.
If voters approve this constitutional amendment, Florida will become the 23rd state to recognize the right to hunt and fish in their state constitution. Todd Atkins explains why he thinks this is important.
It is one of those things where a lot of people say having these words in the Constitution is not really that big of a deal. It is a very big deal. Hunters and anglers in a state like Florida, the amount of financial backing that that crowd is provided for the entire state, meaning everybody who just rides bikes or is a bird watcher or just enjoys the beach, all of those wonderful fish and wildlife dollars that have come from hunters and anglers is truly a remarkable impact. A lot of people don't recognize the vast contributions hunters and anglers have made, but it's there every step of the way in every corner of that state.
The lone no vote was cast by Senate Minority Leader Lauren Book. Her no vote was in retaliation for the state's abortion policy. Her statement to St. Augustine's local morning news reads, "My no vote to add the constitutional amendment on fishing and wildlife to the ballot was a symbolic vote on principle. For years, Republicans have made it harder to get meaningful policy on the ballot. And as the battle for abortion rights ramps up, with a possible amendment on the 2024 ballot protecting reproductive rights, passing proposals like this makes a mockery of issues that truly affect Floridians." End quote. The measure will be on the November 2024 ballot. For St. Augustine's Local Morning News, I'm Liz Ryan.
This local news is a service of your hometown Toyota dealer, Beaver Toyota, US 1 St. Augustine, here to wow you.
Parents in St. Johns County are in an uproar. They're mad about bullying and brawling at Fruit Cove Middle School. Bullying incidents reported to the state by the district have doubled from 2018 to 2022. Christina Upchurch, Chief of Community Relations for the St. Johns County School District, says parents are encouraged to report suspicious activity using the Fortify Florida app.
Any kind of suspicious activity, and suspicious to one person may not be suspicious to another, so it really runs the gamut. Those reports go to several officials within the school district, local law enforcement, and state agencies.
Upchurch explains how the app has been helpful.
We've had instances where students have reported being worried about a friend because of something they've seen on Snapchat or some other social media outlet, and we've been able to follow up with that friend that they're reporting about. You can upload pictures as well into Fortify Florida. So if there's a concerning post that's been relayed on social media, those can be uploaded as well.
Tips to Fortify Florida can be sent anonymously. To download the app, visit the Apple or Google Play stores or go to getfortifyfl.com. With St. Augustine's Local Morning News, I'm Amy Sherry.
Help get St. Johns County beaches ready for sea turtle nesting season.
County Outreach Coordinator Matthew Denny has details on the 20th annual Turtle Town Cleanup taking place May 13th from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m.
It'll be held at five different locations. So Michler's Landing, GTM Nurse South Beach, Volano Beach, Crescent Beach, and Fort Matanzas Beach. Supplies will be provided such as gloves, bags, and pickers. However, we recommend that everyone bring their own hat, sunglasses, sunscreen, closed-toed shoes, and a reusable water bottle.
You don't need to register to participate.
So all you have to do is show up to one of those five locations, and we will have a sign-in booth where you'll check in and get your supplies, and then we'll let you loose to go find litter and pick up on the beach, and then bring everything back to your designated location and tie up those bags, return your supplies, and you're good to go. If you're looking for service hours for school or anything else, that will be an option as well. But as easy as possible, show up, sign in, help us pick up litter to save the sea turtles, and feel good about the rest of your day.
Get more information at recyclesstjohns.com. For St. Augustine's Local Morning News, I'm Rich Petschke.
And now you're up to date with St. Augustine's Local Morning News. I'm Rich Carroll.